This is the Bugcast episode 200 and I've forgotten. Where's my bus pass?
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
That was Violent Faith with a track called Into Light. Recently formed in 2010, with Gary Thomas Hoag on guitars, Tracy Kabuski on guitars, Dan Pouquet on drums, and Lonnie Piero on bass, who, with many years of combined experience, are compiling their full-length album, taking unreleased and new songs into the studio to mix their styles together to represent Violent Faith. These reproduced and remastered songs will be out later in their first full-length album. What you hear here is subject to change when the new versions are released. As Tracy says, this song is about everyday life situations, as are most of the songs that I write, and that the lyrics try to help us cope with these sort of issues. Like the line from the song, "'Cause it isn't what you think you thought after all." Many times we build our hopes up for something for so long, and then when it happens, we realise we made it seem to be more than what it was. Gary says, "'My personal thoughts about this song lyrics are a bit more theological in a sense, but that's just the way that I interpret things. Take the line, go to the light from the other side, and believe a little, to mean something deeper. However, this is one of the great things about music and how we are trying to write. We want to write songs to be interpreted by each individual to suit their own personal situations." If you want to find out more about Violent Faith, who are from Michigan in the US, you can find them on various places, but I would recommend starting at SoundCloud.com/Violent Faith. You can find lots and lots of their music there to listen to. So welcome one and all. This is the Bugcast episode 226, from wherever and however you are listening. Thank you very much indeed for joining. Yes, this is my last broadcast of the Bugcast in my 30s.
Yeah.
No, I'm happy about it. I've got no problems with it. Like I said, bring on the bus pass. Anyway, on this week's show, we have 8 fantastic pieces of music, as always, and we've probably got some stuff to talk about. I just don't know what it is at the moment. So, yeah, let's have another piece of music, and this one is Caroline's.
Yep. Somebody who is not a stranger to the show, we are going to play Josh Woodward with one of his new tracks, "I Will Not Let You Let Me Down." I will not, yeah.
Everything is new again, walking with the permagrin, head so high. I'm back with you and all is right. Shaking on the apple tree, ticking off the honeybees, watch them fly. It's just like we never said goodbye. And you're like a worn out shirt that's soiled with dirt, but fits me like a glove. I will not let you let me down. I will not let you let me down. This time, this is my final climb. Time and time and time again, latherings and latherings out and in. My head is dizzy from the spin. Breaking up and breaking down, making up and making out, round and round. I've learned to get up from the ground. But this time's different, I can feel it. We are on our way. I will not let you let me down. I will not let you let me down. This time, this is my final climb. My friends all tell me you'll propel me right back in the ditch. I'm altruistic, masochistic. You just scratch my itch. This time, this is my final.
down this time. This is my final climb.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this, your flight to new music and to chat. Before takeoff, I'd like you to ensure that your tray tables are secured, your seat backs are in the upright position, and all of your hand luggage is in the overhead lockers. The exits don't work, and any feelings of euphoria, elation, and stimulation will pass shortly after the show ends. Captain Dave and First Officer Caroline will update you with our progress throughout the flight between the in-flight entertainments. I'll be passing down the cabin shortly with a selection of crisps, cake, and cherryade. Thank you for flying Bookcast Airlines. Please fasten your seatbelts.
This is a true confession of a man that lost his mind. A real regression when it's you that you left behind. But now I'm moving, now I'm moving, now I'm moving. It's a weird position, it's a matter you can't contain. Self-repression when your soul wants to hop the train. But now I'm somehow I gotta add to something. One time before the curtain drops, I'm alright, I'm alright. Oh my god, I put the world on stop. Somehow I gotta add to something. One time before the curtain drops, I'm alright, I'm alright.
Sean Fournier with a track called Put the World on Stop. Caroline seemed to think we'd played this before in some way, shape or form, but it turned out she'd used it in one of her fanfiction mixes.
Yes, but I've just checked and we've played nearly every other thing.
Every other one
done,
from that, yes, I know.
Including Goodbye Piano Version twice, because I did it in my Moose Tunes.
You did it in your
well
202,
as...
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so does Caroline said, we have played Sean Fournier a number of times. This track was taken from his 2008 release called Oh My. And if you want to find out more, you can go to sean-fournier.com. I'm not going to spell it out. If you want to know how to spell it, go to thebugcast.org and look at the link there.
Yes. Sorry, I'm just ignoring.
Keep up.
Sorry, I'm being distracted by Sandush asking who's Caroline.
Yeah, that was about 10 minutes ago.
No,
you can move on from that.
Excuse me. No, excuse me. Recently, there's that Caroline again. Is Caroline Dave's news wife? Oh, again, this Caroline. Do have a name, people.
Blow raspies on this show.
I'll just clean the microphone.
Yeah, please.
Before that, it was Josh Woodward, who we have played a few times before. Just a few. I will not let you let me down. Which is quite a mouthful to say.
Say it again.
I will not let you let me down.
Yes.
From
Do it again.
Findlay in the USA. This
Do
is
it
from
again.
His new album, shut up, The Wake, which was uploaded on the 22nd of August this year. He's got over 170 songs now, featuring vivid stories and dark humour on his website. He does live wire acoustic rock, and he's from the Ohio area. You can find out more by checking out joshwoodward.com, and I don't think you can go wrong with Josh Woodward, really.
I always used to think he was a bit more maudlin than that, because we played a couple of his tracks very early on, you know, like in the last couple of years. There was one about his dad that was really quite downbeat and almost to the point of being melancholy. But certainly the more recent stuff for the album he's just released is a lot more upbeat, a lot more fun. Excuse me. So,
no, I think, but he's good with what he does.
Even
absolutely. If it's maudlin, it's done in a listenable fashion.
Yes. Yes, it is. Awesome. And I didn't. Did I post the CC Hits voting link to the chat room for that one? Because that one was available from CC Hits. And I didn't. So I'm going to put it in there now. There we go. Lovely. Okay. Let's say hello to the guys in the chat room, shall we? While I remember. Otherwise, we'll probably forget. Thank you to the guys who are listening to us live, either in the chat room or on Butterflies. If you're on Butterflies, do come and join us in the chat room, thebugcast.org/live. We're there now. If you're listening on the podcast, obviously we're not. We've gone to bed since then. Who's in there?
Well, in a way, they're all Caroline at the moment, because apparently Caroline's new Spartacus, and people are saying, I'm Caroline, and I'm Caroline, and I'm Caroline.
No, I'm Caroline.
But I'm the only Caroline. So, anyway, we've got Arkema, Bodhi, Chalcahom, you... Expat Paul, Heed, Insius. Why do I always want to say Heed?
Heed.
As in you're in the Heed.
Kick in the Heed.
Johan V, K5 Tux, Laney, McNalu, Moggers 87, me, Nileluge 24.
Which is Julian backwards.
P Squid, Sandersh, Feru, Thistleweb, Yannick, and there was somebody called Marion not long since.
Yeah, she got kicked out and then came back again and then went again. So.
Yeah.
Special welcome to Johan V, who did join us very briefly last week, but had to leave before the show actually started. So this is his official first visit. And also to Nileluge 24, who Moggers dragged into the chat room kicking and screaming. So thank you, Moggers. Right, well, who remembers the great external hard drive debacle? Where we had our NAS appliance had an external hard drive which failed. And on there was like 4.5 years worth of history of the Bugcast. I was a bit annoyed about it, but did some digging, found out it wasn't the hard drive that was at fault, it was the power supply for it. So I went and bought myself one of these kind of spidery type wire things, which has got a USB cable on one end, a SATA cable on the other end, and a power supply for the hard drive. Everything came back to life. Brilliant, I thought. Wouldn't have to worry about it again. Until Tuesday, I think it was, when the NAS dropped off the network. And try as I might, I couldn't get the thing to come back again. So there was me panicking, thinking, oh no, we've lost it all again. What are we going to do? Apparently the documentation for the NAS says that the hard drive is formatted in such a way that it won't work on any other system. Obviously, they're not Linux users because it works absolutely fine on its own on a Linux system. But I've just gone and bought a brand new NAS appliance, which not only is 2 terabytes as opposed to the 0.5 terabyte we had before, but also is a pair of a pair of mirrored drives, which gives a bit more. What's the word? redundancy than we had before. So hopefully all the stuff that we have on there will be now safe from hardware failure and stuff like that. So it's all good. It's all good. Elsewhere on the technology front, we've just taken receipt of our brand new Virgin Media Super Hub, I think they call it, which hopefully will put an end to the ongoing networking issues that we're having here at Budcast Towers. Having a dedicated network cable between the tubes and the studio didn't seem to quite solve all the networking problems we were having, so hopefully this will. And the other thing that I took receipt of this week was one of my... It's an early birthday present to myself. What is it? The thing.
Oh, it's a wooden triangle.
It's a piece of wood.
That goes to his big wooden box.
And goes with the other
mouse
wooden
mat
box.
On top.
Yes.
A tea caddy.
Yes. You're such a cynic.
It's a stomp box.
It is a stomp box. Yes, you may remember I got a cajon, which is basically a wooden box that you sit on and thump. But I saw on Amazon they had this thing called a stomp box, and it's basically just a wedge of wood. It looks like an overgrown doorstop.
To go with a bigger wedge of wood.
with
metal strings.
Yes, snare. But this thing, you kind of plug into an amp, you turn the bass up and turn the treble down, and as you tap on it with your foot, it actually sounds like a bass drum. It's absolutely awesome. So I'm looking forward to testing that out at the end of September, when we're doing some stuff at our local community centre. So, yeah, it's all good fun. It's all good fun. Oh, well, let's have some more music. That's what you're here for.
Is it me?
Yes.
This is... I can't help it. I'm not very well.
I know.
This is On Returning with Isn't There Really a Place for Me in This World?
Thank you. British tunely music is remarkably old. Wasp waste and swivel hippie artists and kicking out the legs, girls and boys of both types, yes, from Johnny Groats in Bonnie Scotload to the end of the landing, are laying down fantastic old tunes all the tighto, and knockers all on rotaty discus. Runny now, as light as quickening, on the surfload and into Webby to the Made in the UK show. At madeintheukshow.co.uk. Dig joy. Here, a multipod of UK cast poodles, in excited times all bubble happy, will bring you Freeload of Chargebold, the best and most bright shiniest of all the ivory tinkles and twangy G-strings with bang 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 on the big bass drummy that this fairy island has to offer nona. Remembold, madeintheukshow.co.uk. Goodly bye, load.
That was The Glass Child with a track called Dreamers, a track which apparently is only a demo, but you wouldn't actually think that to hear it.
Very sweet voice.
Yeah, she's got a gorgeous voice. We have played her before. This is what she says about this song. One night some weeks ago, I climbed up on my friend's roof and wrote this song. This is not mixed or produced or professionally recorded in any way. Just me singing straight into the mic on my broken little laptop, just to capture this night and the moment for myself.
And then share it with others. And then share it with others. Nice.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you want to find out more about the Glass Child, or otherwise Charlotte Erickson, as she's known, she has a website at theglasschildofficial.com. You can also find her at soundcloud.com/theglasschild if you want to hear more of her stuff directly from there. And that's where we got the song from.
Yeah. And before that, it was On Returning from Sweden. Tranast.
I forgot to say, actually, the Glass Child is from Sweden.
Ah, and yeah. London, it said.
Yeah, I know.
On Returning, we have played before, but we haven't played this song before. This song was called Isn't There Really a Place for Me in This World? And what they say about themselves is, this is a surrealist painting, or perhaps it was just a dream, of a man playing a violin and the strings are the nerves from his own arm. That is what On Returning are.
Fair enough.
And you can find out more by checking out myspace.com/onreturning.
Awesome stuff.
I liked it, though.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that was a...
A lot of female vocals tonight.
Yeah, there certainly is. Well, you say a lot of. That pair was the only female vocal so far.
Oh, well, I'm probably considering number... Six that hasn't come out yet, because that's,
I think, number
female.
Number seven's got female vocals as well. And number eight's got female as well. So it's mostly a female vocal show. Right.
The estrogen in the air.
Yes. We mentioned at the beginning of the show that this is our last The Bugcast before I hit the big 4-0 next Thursday. But it's not our last podcast, because we will be hosting episode 351 of Amped New Music Weekly, which you can find at musicpodcasting.org. And I believe there are 8 tracks that have been submitted by other members of the Association of Music Podcasting, including our very own Yannick, who is in the chat room at the moment. And yeah, I just wanted to let you know, because it's going to be a fun show, and you should definitely check it out when it gets released on Monday morning. Yes, Monday morning, that's right. I should point out to Yannick, the chair has not arrived yet, so hopefully it'll arrive in tomorrow's post. Apparently there's a bottle of Bordeaux in there. You're not keen on Bordeaux, are you? Oh, well, it's mine. And something beginning with C, not canapes, canapas or something, which apparently you can eat them.
That sounds painful.
I'm sorry to tell you, Mrs. Lee, you've got the canapas. I'm sure that is wrong. Yannick is going to correct me in a minute. but canalets, that's the one. Canalets. Canelets. Or canelets.
Canelets. No.
Canelets. Canelets. Cannabis. No, Sandish, no. Not cannabis.
Not camels.
Camels. Apparently is good.
What is it?
Look it up on Wikipedia, there's pictures. But anyway, when the chair arrives, we will look after it very, very carefully, because after we finish with it, we're going to be sending it down to London for Roe to Canelay. Is how it's pronounced. If you find out what it is, you can tell us. I did look it up, but I've completely...
The first Google search result was in French, which I could only read part of it. Is it like a pudding? It's like a cross between a pork pie and a creme brulee, which is not a creme brulee. Like a cakey thing.
Probably.
That's like, almost like a radiator cover shape.
There is a wiki page for it. Let's open it, and it says, open link. It is a small French pastry with a soft and tender custard centre and a dark, thick, caramelised crust. The dessert, which is in the shape of a small, striated cylinder, approximately 2 inches in height, is a speciality of the Bordeaux region of France, but can often be found in Parisian patisseries as well.
I'm going to post the link in the chat room, and come on, people, tell me that doesn't look like a radiator cover thing that you turn to...
I tell you what it does look like. Is it creme caramel?
I did say creme. I said creme brulee, didn't I? I meant creme.
Oh, no,
caramel.
No, you're probably right. Creme brulee. Or a blancmange mould. I think blancmange is probably
French.
And
somebody's
as well.
Saying pork pie is pork. I didn't mean the pork in it, I meant the shape.
You could make a pork pie that shape, I'm sure. Absolutely.
But bearing in mind that I don't eat pork.
Right, we're going to have to put a link to this in the show notes.
Did people know that Twinkies from America have more meat products in than your average McDonald's burger?
I knew. Didn't want to be reminded, but I did know.
I asked an American friend to bring one over, looked at the ingredients, balked at it, and made Dave eat it.
It didn't taste bad. In fact, it tasted quite nice, but...
Just the concept of the fact that you're supposed to be eating a desserty type thing, but it was filled with more animals than you could imagine.
Suggesting that it's not a dessert type thing at all. It may be filled with what is supposed to be whipped cream or whatever it is, where in fact it's like 58% pork fat or whatever. Yes. Hey ho. Anyway, let's have another piece of music, my darling, please.
Next up, it is a band called, and you've taken me off piece because I'm looking at Canales, Fula, Thoola, from the Czech Republic, Prague to be precise, and the song is called Strawberry Hill.
This is a star, Strawberry Hill. You're sound asleep and light to carry. All of the roads are stretching ahead into a life extraordinary. There's so much time to waste, and yet more pain to stay. Are alive, it's them making wind when they're dancing. Your little world is such an amazing thing. So many things to
Friday night, home alone, nowhere to go, nothing to do? Well, then check out the Budcast, the only way to start the weekend. For great chat, awesome music and excellent company, head over to thebudcast.org/live on Friday night at 9:30pm UK time and join in the fun with your hosts Dave and Caroline. You know you want to.
Was Tipsy in Chelsea with a track called Absolutely Involuntary. Tipsy in Chelsea is a 70s lounge pop inspired duo based in both Atlanta, Georgia and New Haven, Connecticut. The collaboration of Dina and Trish brings influences of late 60s, early 70s American and British pop into a hybrid of melodic, easy listening. When Dina and Trish met, neither thought that only a short time later they would be finishing up their first full-length record. They first met in the Manhattan neighbourhood of Chelsea, where they proceeded to enjoy a few cocktails, hence the Tipsy reference. And we chose the name because Chelsea represented both New York and London, where we felt our music finds a home. I thought, personally, that her voice was very much reminiscent of Rumour. But on their website, or somewhere around, there was also a likening to Dusty Springfield, which I very much picked up, but certainly Rumour was a lot further forward on that. But funnily enough, and this kind of doesn't fit in any way whatsoever, I actually picked up some more Chiba in some of the music. And it's a very specific piece of Morcheeba, and I can't remember for the life of me what the name of the track is. But yeah, it certainly is. It's the Morcheeba track we've actually played on this show before, a long time ago. So anyway, if you want to find out more about Tipsy and Chelsea, you can find them, unsurprisingly, at tipsyandchelsea.com.
Excuse me.
Perfect timing.
And before that, it was Thula with Strawberry Hill. They're from the Czech Republic, like I said. They met in a cold Prague. They met in cold Prague, not a cold Prague, in January 2010. Martin and Matt decided to cut down on boredom of dark winter afternoons and started playing together, composing the bass of first songs. They were then encountered a percussionist called Sam, and the instrumental trio started to embark on tours. From various horizons, various countries and diverse backgrounds, they are united by a common will of playing great music, striving for the utter harmony and a rare but seductive combination of wood, strings and voice melted into songs ranging from folk to rock. I really like the cello-y bits and they've picked out the cajon as well.
Yeah, there was definitely a cajon in there and possibly a stomp box as well.
You can find out more by checking out thulamusic.com. thulamusic.com.
Yes. There you go. Right. Well, that was our penultimate song. So, with only 48 minutes into the show, so it's going to be a short one this week. Next week, the Bugcast episode 227 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live. On Friday the 7th of September, the day after my birthday, at 9:30 p.m. UK time. If you want to get in contact with us, please do give us some feedback about the songs that you have heard and also anything we've spoken about. You can drop us an email to feedback@thebugcast.org, and you can also go to the website at thebugcast.org for full information about how you can get in contact via social networking. And in fact, I probably don't mention this as much as I should do, but you should... If you have a, if you're a band or you're an artist and you want us to play your music on our show, please do head along to thebugcast.org/contact/submit, if I remember rightly, where you will be able to drop us a track or two through our SoundCloud Dropbox. And we really encourage you to do that. Two of the artists that we have played this week, Tipsy and Chelsea and Violent Faith, both did that. And in fact, we've got a track next week we're going to be playing, which came directly from our SoundCloud. So, yeah, do that. It's worth it. So that's pretty much it. Thank you very much indeed for joining. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this show. And if you head along to the show notes at thebugcast.org/show/226, you'll find all the links to the artists that we have played and the sources from where we obtain their music.
Yes.
Which leads us, quite nicely, to our final track.
Yes, well, we're going to I can't help it.
I know, I laughed that time. I thought it was funny.
We're going to finish off with an artist that we played a couple of weeks ago called A14 Ice. Now, it's a weird one, but what I've worked out is that A-A-Y is the person who does the lyrics and vocals, and 14 Ice does the sound and music. See what they do there.
The hills are alive. With a song.
Oh dear. They're from Lofheim or Lofelm in Germany, isn't I? The song is called Show Me What You've Got. They don't have a website, but they do have a YouTube, which is youtube.com/user14ice. And all they say is let the music play. Thanks for all your support. Hugs. But I thought this was quite a nice cracking track, so that's why I chose it.
There we go.
So there you go.
So we'll leave you with that and we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
what you got, eh? Show me what you got. Show me what you got, eh? Show me what you got. Show me what you got, eh? Show me what you got. Show me what you got.
Podcast submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.